Czech hardy man Jaroslav Chytil, 42, has just made headlines by conquering the North Channel. The strait between Northern Ireland and southwestern Scotland is considered to be the hardest channel swim in the world, and few have managed to complete the crossing. Jaroslav is the 58th person in the world to do so. I spoke to him on his return and began by asking what had made him take on this particular challenge.
This channel... It's a challenge because of the icy water, and because I do winter swimming for a couple of years, so.
But you're not a professional swimmer.
No. I'm not professional. I just started 2011 winter swimming, and I can't stay in this kind of water for a very, very long time. So. I choose this very tough swim.
Basically as a challenge, just to see if you can make it.
Yeah, I would like to make it.
You swam 42 kilometers. I think it's 35, isn't it? 35 is
yeah,
the crossing.
Yeah, it's just 35 or 34.5. But because of the currents, swimmers usually swim longer.
You swam 42,
yeah.
And you swam it in how many? In 16 hours?
Yes, 16 hours and 4 minutes.
And basically just in swimming trunks, we should say. You weren't allowed anything else.
Yeah, just the swimming cap, goggles, and a swimming suit.
What was worst about it? Cold water, jellyfish. People say there are lots of hurdles on the way.
Yeah. I think the jellyfish was the worst. There are the five kinds of jellyfishes, but the lion's mane is the worst. And in the cold water, there was, I would like say, almost nothing. It's like a hard nettle. You can feel it like something like this, but... When I was getting warmer, so my veins transported a lot of poison from these creatures. So it was scratchy, and the feeling was that I'm a little bit drunk, but I was not using any hard spirits.
So you just had to concentrate very hard on swimming and not thinking about
Yeah.
What kind of assistance do you get from the boat accompanying you?
Just feeding, because I couldn't touch the boat and or somebody else. So every 20 minutes they threw me a bottle with some...
Energy drink.
Yeah, energy.
Some mix.
Yeah. Mostly the carbs and some minerals.
That was the only, basically a few seconds. For a few seconds you stop, you drink it, and you carry on.
Yeah, because the feeding was so frequent, we have to be fast, just for 10, 15 minutes, seconds maximum, so...
And you said there are also cases when you can get depressed in the water because it seems endless. In that case, what happens? Someone can jump into the water briefly.
Yeah.
For company, but mustn't touch
it. It was possible, but we decided not to do this. I've decided to focus on my swim, and I have my crisis about... 10th, 11th hour, but after all,
You overcame it.
Yeah, I overcame it, and I was swimming really fast. I was in a really good shape, so my stroke rate, there was no dropout. I was swimming about 60 strokes per minute, so I just swimming. And
how do you know where you were? Do you actually get messages from the boat?
Yeah. On the boat, there was a whiteboard, and the communication was very hard because I had earplugs in my ears and I couldn't hear very well. So they wrote me messages on a whiteboard. So the distance and the
What kind of
stroke rate.
messages do they actually write? Do they say go faster, or do they give you support via those messages? What kind of things do they write when you sort of?
Both of them. Like the technical information, where I am, how long I am swimming, because the time is very
Yeah.
subjective feeling. And also I have my cell phone on a boat, and my friends wrote me messages, and the best of the messages they were on a whiteboard front. Like I had a huge support from my family. Like daddy, keep swimming, don't give up. You are the best daddy in the world. So it was very, very nice to read it. So you can read it when you are swimming. There is no need to stop. And also a lot of friends wrote me this positive messages on a board. So you are in a cold water. It's a kind of depressive feeling because you are swimming for a very long time, and there are the jellyfishes, which was a disaster. This summer they were overpopulated. There were hundreds of stings, so it was very, very hard time sometimes.
You said you had a brief crisis. Was there a point where you just wanted to quit, where you thought, I've
Yeah,
had enough?
there was an idea to quit, to give it up, but I don't have this attitude, so I don't like to give it
So you
up.
kept going.
Yeah, I kept going. I have some slight pain in my muscles, and I was tired. But then there was a low tide close to the Scottish shore. I was in a really good shape, and I was swimming fast. There was a current against
And
me.
you were swimming against the tide by
Yeah,
that
so I
time.
was swimming on one place, and when there was a feeding time, I was
Going
going
back.
forward, backward. So, no.
And you said that when you could see the Scottish coast, it didn't mean that, you would soon be there. Basically, you said that it stayed that way for a
Yeah.
long time, that it didn't seem, you didn't seem to be moving any closer, right? That
Yeah,
went on
yeah,
for
yeah.
hours.
Yeah, it was 4 hours, so it was very depressive, and I decided to don't look in that direction.
Where and how long did you train for this? Because the Czech Republic doesn't have a sea coast, so how come you're so good?
I was swimming in rivers, lakes mostly, also in a swimming pool, because I was training for this for 2 years, and when we have winter, I cannot swim 90 or 100 kilometers per month, so I have to swim also in a swimming pool. But when the spring came, I decided to swim outside, the lakes and rivers.
So, if someone out there is considering trying this, what they need to do to be in such good shape is to swim, what, 100 kilometers a month?
Basically, you have to swim about 100 kilometers per month, but last 3 months you have to swim more. Like at the end, I was swimming 50 kilometers per week.
What was uppermost in your mind when you actually reached the shore, when you got there?
It was a very long foreplay, so it was very, very nice feeling, and I was very happy. Tired, but very happy.
You also swam to raise money for a good cause.
Yeah, There is a foundation, dětská dopravní nadace.
For children who have lost their parents.
When there are car accidents and the parents died, so this foundation cares about the children that lost their parents.
Finally, if you manage to conquer the hardest channel in the world, what are your future plans? Because some people start with easier crossings. Even La Manche is said to be easier. So where are you going from here?
I would like to swim Lake Baikal because the first man almost 30 years ago was Czech, Jan Novák with František Venclovský, but it will be very hard to swim in this lake. Even the Russians have respect for this lake, you know. It's about 10 or 11 degrees Celsius in the middle of the summer. And there is also a problem that this temperature is just the higher layer of the water, just 1 meter. If there is a wind, it's going to be mixed. And after all, you can swim for 1 kilometer in 4 degrees Celsius. So it's a very tough swim. So that's the next challenge.
We should say that you are the hardiest man in the Czech Republic. You are a member of the Hardy Men's and Women's Club in this country, aren't you? But you are the hardiest man here. How long can you stand in cold water?
We can
What's
we
your record?
yeah my record is 63 minutes,
In what
which
temperature?
in 4.1 degrees Celsius. And there was a guy in 2006 which who was swimming longer, but they have to pull him out, and then he was on an intensive care unit. So I'm not counting this guy. So I would like to say that I'm the hardiest. It's really good for physical body and also for the mental state
Health.
health.
Right. Mr. Kittel, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your
Thank
time.
you.